Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. And you know, folks, it's by the way, it's just going to be you and me for the rest of the hour. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I want to kind of go over some of the fundamentals. I'm starting our fundamental series that I've done every year now for several years, where I take at least one segment a week over a period of about 8 weeks or so and just talk about fundamentals. And if you've been tracking my newspaper column or my newsletter, you know I've been doing this now for some time, and where I'm a little bit behind getting it started on the radio, but we're going to catch up, and so I'm not completely in sync with the newsletter or with the newspaper, if that's what you're following in print. But I want to talk about these fundamentals because they're so important. You know, one of the things, and I think, and I know I've mentioned this several times before, and I certainly did it a year ago, when I started doing my show over 10 years ago, the generally accepted statistics that the SBA was dealing with, was putting out, was that 50% of businesses failed in 5 years. And recently, the Dun & Bradstreet did a report that said 50% of businesses failed in 4 years. That's a 20% increase in business obituaries, ladies and gentlemen, and that's not acceptable. And I'm convinced that the reason that that's happening is because more and more people are starting businesses without an understanding of the fundamentals. And if you don't understand the fundamentals, you're in trouble. You can have a great idea, you can even be well capitalized. If you don't understand the fundamentals, you're probably not going to make it. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about financial fundamentals, human resources fundamentals, the people that who work with us, management fundamentals, the marketplace. We're going to talk about technology. We're going to talk about public policy, and we're going to talk about you, the person. These are the areas that we're going to cover over the next several weeks on the show, but also I've been covering them, as I said, in the newsletter and in my newspaper column. Today we're going to talk about financials, financial fundamentals, financial management, and one of the things that is so important, that this is so critical, folks, for you to understand, you got to figure this out, and that's understanding the difference between cash flow and accounting. And you know, accounting, folks, if you think about it, accounting, part of accounting is keeping up with how much stuff you have, but an awful lot of accounting is tax records, keeping up with tax records, so you know how much profit you made, so the IRS can tell how much to charge you for taxes. But it's very important to keep your accounting up to date, and that's the reason why it's so important that you have the proper financial statements, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But if I could give you one gift on financial fundamentals, it would be to have a good understanding about the difference between cash flow and accounting. And because, see, accounting, remember what accounting is. Accounting is what you have and what you did. Your accounting records are not 1 second into the future. But when you understand cash flow, if you think about cash flow, you're able to understand the future. You're able to look at what's going to happen in the future. Am I going to have enough cash for tomorrow, for Friday's payroll, for the end of the quarter payroll taxes, to make a quarterly payment on a note or whatever? How are you going to know that? The only way for you to know that is if you understand how cash flow works, how the ebbing and the flowing of what you pay out and what you get in. And that's not accounting. And that is cash flow. And one of the best ways that I know to do this, to help you understand, one of the best techniques I know to help you understand cash flow, is for you to start working with a financial spreadsheet, a cash flow financial spreadsheet. This is very important. And if you don't know how to do one of these, get somebody to help you. But it's where you project in the future what your cash income is going to be, your cash receipts are going to be, and how that compares to what you're going to have to spend in the future. I want to talk about a little bit more about this and some other financial fundamentals right after these messages. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, the archives, the articles are there too, and the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, you can subscribe to it there, which will help you track what we're doing, right, what I'm talking about right now. And, of course, our blog is there. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. And by the way, folks, there's more information, more detailed information in these articles that I write about on these fundamentals. I'm not going to have time to cover every single word of these things in my program here. So you can go pick up, you can get more information if you want to. So check that out. Go to my articles, the ones that are written by Jim Blassingame. Look at the most recent ones, and you'll find this fundamental series. I was talking about cash flow and accounting. If you can learn how to do a financial spreadsheet, if you know how to do a financial spreadsheet, you know how you literally spread 12 months across the spreadsheet. Put in your operating expenses. Put in what it's going to cost you. What is your budget every month? And include the variables. Like if in May, are you going to have a big payment? Stick that in there. In June, does a payment come off? Maybe you paid something off. Take that off in June. I mean, make this a real cash out picture, and then put in the cash that comes in, the sales that come in, and put that in the revenue side at the top. Put the expenses in the middle, and at the very top though is your beginning cash, and at the very bottom is your ending cash, and you just literally build this financial spreadsheet and do the math and make the changes as they're needed. And what happens is if you build this thing right with the formulas correct and it's easy to do. If you need help, get somebody to help you with this. But folks, you need to do this for yourself. If you hire somebody who knows how to do it, and show them how, let them show you how to go over it. If you'll do this, if you run the financial cash flow spreadsheet, you will have a better understanding of how quickly you need to collect money from your customers. You'll have a better appreciation for when the money needs to go out. You'll appreciate what happens if sales drop off, how that's going to impact your cash down the road. If you start having a 5% decline in sales month over month, and you put those numbers in the spreadsheet, you'll see out in the future when you're going to go cash negative and how bad it's going to be at the end of the year. And if you do that, then you can manage your capital requirements better. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to stay out of the business obituaries, you'll learn how to manage and understand cash and your cash and your cash flow. And it's just very important. The other thing you got to do is you got to produce regular, if not monthly, at least quarterly, financial statements. Now, what's the difference in What's the difference in the cash flow statement and financial statements? Well, financial statements are accounting, and they're historic. They're from today back, or from whenever the cutoff date for the accounting was back. They're history, and it's good history. It's important history, but it is history. And it doesn't talk. It's not going to help you. It will help you with the future, but only to the degree that you apply it to the cash flow statements I was talking about earlier. You got to have a profit and loss statement. I call it operating statement. Some people do, and you got to have a balance sheet, and you need to understand the relationship between the two. What happens on the operating statement, the P&L. To make something adjust on the balance sheet, and you know your operating statement is your daily operating part of your business, the sales that you make and the bills that you pay. But remember, those are in the past; those are historic, and so you need a picture of the past and the future, and the past is your financial statements, the future is your cash flow statement. So these are things, folks, that you've got to be comfortable with. And you may say, well, you know what? That's no fun. I don't enjoy that. I don't like doing that. Well, you know what? If that's how you feel, you need to go clock in tomorrow. You don't need to start a business. If you're not prepared to deal with the financial part of a business and you can't afford to hire somebody and know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they're going to give you the best numbers and the best advice with these numbers, then, you know, if you can't do it yourself, and you can't hire somebody that will take care of that for you, and most small businesses starting out can't do that, then you need to clock in tomorrow. You don't need to be a business owner. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important. And in my opinion, it is probably 4 out of 5 of the reasons that people fail is they don't understand the financial fundamentals. Okay, now we talked about people a minute ago. Did I say that you had to become an accountant? No, I didn't say that. I don't want you to become an accountant, because if you're the business owner, if you're the visionary, if you're the leader of this operation, you don't need to get bogged down in accounting. What I said was you have to produce these documents. Somebody has to produce these documents, and you have to manage with the reports that come out of these documents, of this accounting and of this cash flow management. Somebody's going to give you a report. Somebody's going to give you a sheet of paper or show you on a computer screen. This is your accounting records. This is your cash flow projection. You've got to take that information and do something with it. And you don't have to produce it, but you have to manage with it. And if you don't, if you can't, you won't be successful. You will fail. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about fundamentals. This is the first of my fundamental series. We'll probably have about 8 or 9 of these over the next few weeks, where I'm going to be talking about fundamentals. I'm talking about financial fundamentals right now. And the next thing I want to talk about is about your long-term strategy for capitalizing your business. And it's important for you to understand that. Well, here's another thing. I guess if I just had a little bit of time to talk to you about this, I would say make sure you understand the relationship, or the impact of growth on your capital. Now, let's say that you're saying to me, okay, Jim, you said a minute ago, you know, that I had to know all the, I had to have all this financial information and all this financial understanding if I'm going to be successful. Well, you know what, Jim? I'm growing 5-10% a month. Well, good for you. I'm proud of you. Excellent. That's good news. But here's the question. Do you know how you're going to fund that growth? You know, you've heard me talk about this before, some of you have, that if you ever see a guy that you know who used to own a business and walking down the street and he looks like he just got hit by a truck, And you say, what's the matter? And he says, I don't know. I've lost my business. We were growing. We were growing at 20%, and we were profitable, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what happened. But now I'm out of business. Well, what that person did was that person succeeded himself or herself right out of business. Now, how could that be possible? This is one of the great mysteries of the marketplace, is people don't understand how this could be possible. Well, here's the thing, folks. Small business owners have limited access to capital. We're not like the big guys. We can't do, you know, most of us can't do bonds or warrants, or we can't go, you know, we're not publicly traded, so we can't go to the market and sell more stock. If we're going to get capital, it's going to come from one of three places. It's going to come from ourselves, from our own investment, or somebody else's equity investment, which as you know, is not easy to get. It's going to come from profits that we earn, that we leave in the business, not that we don't take out and spend on ourselves. We leave it in the business. And it's going to come from debt, typically bank debt. Those are the three main sources of capital of any small business, of the typical traditional small business. And so if you're growing, folks, at 10% a year, and your profit on the bottom line is 2%, and by the way, bottom line after-tax profit of 2% is not a bad number. 2, 3, 4%, those are pretty good, darn good numbers, believe it or not. Let's say you're making a profit of 4% a year, and you're growing at 10%. Well, guess what, folks? That's 6% that you don't have, that you haven't funded yet. And so, how do you fund that growth? You fund it with bank debt, or you fund it with equity, right? So if you don't have these kinds of perspectives on the impact of growth or not growing, if sales drop off, how is this impacting your situation? How is this impacting the operation of your business? If you're growing and you hire more people, you know, how are you going to fund that growth until the profits start coming in? And so this is all setting you up to have an understanding of how you're going to capitalize this business, whether you're growing or whether you're not growing, whether you're staying the same. And you've got to be able to understand your financial statements that you're producing. You've got to be looking ahead to the cash flow requirements, because see, let's say that you're planning to grow your business at 10%. Well, you've got to see what that impact is going to look like on your cash flow. Now, you might say, well, wait a minute, if I get more revenue in, that's going to increase my cash flow, right? Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Depends on how much you're collecting, how quickly you're collecting your sales from your customers. It depends on how much inventory is going to wind up being tied up. It depends on how much of you're going to have to invest your capital before it comes back. That's all part of the cash flow management. So you got to have an understanding of these things, folks. And if you don't, until you do understand these things, and until you're prepared to manage your business with these kinds of fundamentals, you probably need to clock in tomorrow. You're probably not ready to be a small business owner. If that's tough love, so be it. My job is not to make you a small business owner. It's to make you a better small business owner. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.